You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, also the Ginge.
All right, guys, I have to tell you about a scenario that happened at Aldi the other night. Okay, so you know how in Aldi they have the row that has all the random, sometimes shoes or chairs or just weird stuff?
In Aldi?
Oh, yeah.
They have like a real random
area.
So
I guess I haven't been in a minute. Okay. I knew you boxed your own groceries.
Yes, you do. And they have self-checkouts now, which is pretty cool. But on one of the aisles, they just go nuts. I mean, you're liable to find a Game Boy or something in there. Like, maybe not that, but whatever some new fake version of the Game Boy is.
So you're not talking about, like, the crazy bin stores that are around where they bring pallets of stuff and they go, this pallet is $5 items only, or this pallet, you're talking about Aldi.
Yes, Aldi, but in a weird way, it has that vibe, okay? So the other night, we're in there, and I see a sewing kit for $5, okay? And I'm thinking...
Good find.
I know, because I have been thinking about learning to sew, okay?
That's nice.
So I wanted to buy this $5 sewing kit, and here's the thing, Tater Tot had the nerve to say that I wouldn't use it.
Well... When would you, or do you have clothes that have holes in them?
I have a pair of Lululemon shorts, and there's a hole in the pocket.
Okay, so how are you going to teach yourself how to sew?
YouTube! Okay. Guys, give me a break. Give me a freaking break.
I already know, Jin so well, and I know exactly what he's doing.
Oh, boy.
So whenever you're done talking about why you bought the sewing kit, I'll tell the real reason, because I'm in between your ears right now.
Bro. Oh, man, I can't. All right, just go ahead.
So
you got me curious.
So obviously, okay, let me just say this and then I'll go to part two.
There's two parts.
A two-parter here.
Ginge is not going to sew. You guys are absolutely correct. Ginge did not buy this sewing kit for $5 at Aldi for him to sew.
Oh boy.
He bought this kit to bring home to his daughter and his wife.
Both of them?
Both of them to go, hey, I think I need to sew. And they're like, you're never going to do that. So that's going to motivate them to take the sewing kit for $5 and get some use out of it. So now he has won. He has done some trickery through the back door. You think that he wanted to sew, but he's just laying the groundwork, you see. He's laying the groundwork for his wife and his daughter to learn how to sew for the $5 score he got at Aldi's for that sewing kit.
I mean, honestly, I don't. I don't want to give you this credit, but it is so true how it's worked out. Because when I got home and Tater Tot Jr. was like, you should just let me do it. I'm really good at sewing.
There you go.
The first thing that happened when we
nice
got...
Nice work, dude.
Well...
I love how you said in the beginning, I wanted to learn how to sew.
Well, I want to. And the reason this even hurts a next level is it has not been opened. It is 100%
and it probably
still
never
in the
will.
Package. Okay, that's a step too far. Tater Tot Jr. will take it out of the box eventually.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.